The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Sachem Daf Ayin Hei. The Gemara tells us in the end of Ayin Hei, the machloek is Rav and Shmuel, one of the basics of Dine Issa Veheter is the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel of Tatoi Govar, Iloi Govar. What's the Machlokes? Rav says, we'll read the Gemara, Isma Cham Lutoi Cham, Divrei HaKoel Osur. If a hot thing falls on another hot thing, let's say, for instance, Hat Chelev, Hat Dvar Isser, Hat Pis Nevela falls on kosher food, of course it's Osur. Why? Because with heat, taste is transferred, nois in town, and the bosa that's on the bottom, the kosher meat, receives a tam of the meat on top, or vice versa. If kosher meat fell on top of a piece of trefa meat, the kosher meat imbues taste of the trefa meat, and that answers it. Tzoynin l'tech tzoynin, divrakal mutu. If something that's mutu touches something that's awesome, there's no transfer of taste with a double tzoynin. Heat is the medium of transfer of taste. The machloikis starts by cham l'toich toinin v'toinin l'toich cham. Something hot falls on top of something cold falls on top of something hot. Rav ome lo govar, as far as heat is concerned, when something is hot and something is cold, ilo govar, the top one rules school, and the piece on top is what defines whether there's a transfer of heat or not. Meaning to say, if something hot fell on something cold, so then the law govar, the hot food, if it doesn't make a difference if it's itzer or heter, there will be a transfer of taste. It means that there's a hot and a cold. The cold prevents taste from being transferred. The hot causes taste to be transferred. What happens when one is hot and one is cold? The transfer will be affected when the law, according to Rav, when the piece that's above is hot. Ushmul lava tator govar. Shmuel says that Tatoi Govar, that means that when the piece is on the bottom is the hot one, that will affect taste from one to the other. Again, it doesn't make a difference which one is the osu, which one is the mutzah. The point is which one is hot and which one is cold. We pasken that, although it's interesting, Rashi doesn't generally pasken halacha. Over here, Rashi tells us that halacha is Tatoi Govar. And this is the way the halacha is brought in Yeridei, that's Yeridei Sim Tzadik Aleph, Sim Kufei. Tzadik Aleph and Hilchos Bas V'Chol, and Hilchos Tarus and Sim Kufei. Tatoi Govar. Therefore, in a practical sense, if a piece of meat that's hot falls on top of cold cheese, or cold macaroni that was cooked with cheese, since the bottom is Goiver, since Tatoi Govar, the hot food that falls on top of the cold food will not affect a transfer of taste. The pot of macaroni, that's milchig, will not imbue the taste of the hot meat that fell down on top of it. Imagine somebody's passing by with a fork with a meatball, and the meatball falls on top of the pot of milchig lokshen kugel. If the one on bottom is cold, then taste will not be transferred. However, the Gemara says that even if Tatoi Govar, taste will not be transferred, but you have to take off Kidei Klipa. Kidei Klipa is the minimal amount, literally as little as you can slice off. There's another shear where there is bleus of taste, which is called Kidei Netila, which means a decent amount, about an inch. Kidei Klipa is very minimal, which means that really taste is not affected, but the outer level, the surface at the edge, is somewhat of the Dover Elyon goes into the Dover Tachman, even though Tatoi Govar, the one on the bottom, is cold. If the case would be Faker, the one on the bottom, the pot on the bottom is a steaming pot of milchtik, lokshen kugel, or we have a steaming pot of macaroni and cheese, and into the pot, on top of the pot, on top of the strainer, let's say, holding the milchtik macaroni, falls a meatball, even if the meatball is cold, then taste will be affected, and you would need shishim keneged the meatball in order to be mevatel the time of the meatball into the meat. Adkan, what's mefurish in the Gemara? The Aruch HaShulchan in Simchat Tzadikal asks a very basic question. Shouldn't this ratio of Tatoy and Iloy not be totally only in what's top and bottom? Even if you want to say that top has more effect on, I'm sorry, that bottom has more effect on top. By the way, the rationale behind Tatoy Gova is very straightforward. Heat rises. So if the one on the bottom is hot, the heat will rise and it'll schlep out the taste to the one on top, or it'll transfer taste to the thing falling on top of it. Vice versa doesn't work because the effect of the heat the heat doesn't go down. So the one on that's cold on the bottom will actually prevent the heat from forcing its way downward. That's l'chayr the havani in the din of tatoy gova. In fact, the Aruch HaShulchan, what happens? We talk about a meatball falling into a big pan of macaroni. And what happens if it's not that way? What happens if the elyoin is a lot? There's something hot, a big piece of meat falling down onto a little piece of cheese that's on the counter. Are you going to tell me then that the heat that's on top won't be stronger than the thing on the bottom and the heat won't be transferred? The milsa ma'od loy mistaber to say that the size and the thickness, the width and the length and thickness of the thing that falls down on top should not have something to do with the ratio, or vice versa. If there's something that's very big on the bottom and some little piece falls down on top, shouldn't the size of the two things that are meeting up have a shaykhis with determining whether heat is transferred? By the way, it's important to mention, the place can point out, that if the thing on the top, if the food item that's on the top is liquidy and it drips into the bottom, that might cause it to become part of the bottom, that'll give it a koyach of tatoy gova. Since it's something hot but drippy that falls down onto a solid food, picture some a piece of meat with some sauce falling down onto a solid milchig lokshen kogel. If that drip goes into the liquid, it doesn't just become one food falling on top of the other like two solids, but it drips and it becomes sort of part of the food on the bottom, that will affect a taste transfer because that will become part of the tatoy gova. As far as the shayla of the Aruch HaShulchan, the Paiskim don't bring it, so it's hard to believe that it's conclusive. They said it'd be machmir, like the Aruch HaShulchan. The truth of the matter is that if you taste food, they say that if you taste food, you can see that the amount of food on top and bottom will affect which one is mizgaber over the other. There's another shayla that the Nevi Yehuda asked, that in all of Bas B'cholov and Teruvis, we know there's a share of Shishim. But Be'etzem, the Gemara says in the Chulin Daf Tzadik Vav, that before Shishim, there's another way to figure out. Be'etzem heat does not necessarily transfer taste even in less than 60. Why do we need 60? Because we're not balking whether there's a taste or not. How would we know? You would have to taste it. The Gemara does bring, there's an idea called Kvela. Kvela is somebody who has a professionally developed sense of taste. And he's a cook, a chef, somebody who can taste slight discrepancies in taste. And if a little bit of cheese fell into a big pot of meat, he could taste it and he could see that there either is a taste of cheese or not. If he says there isn't, then we could rely on him, even if the ratio of bittel is only 1:30, 1:20, to be matter. We, the Ramah, B'nai Ashkenaz, the Ramah, the minig is not to rely on kvela. We don't assume that the kvela of today can be trusted. Part of the reason is because obviously the fellow who's tasting it before knowing if it's Osir or Mutter is a goy. So others want to say that if it would be a kvela of a yid, it would be Mutter. This famous story with to be sure, like this, and the Sfaradim do have rely on kvela. It's only the minig Ramah not to rely on kvela, where there was a chas in Yerushalayim, the old city, and there was some milchigs that fell to fleshigs, or maybe some nevela, I don't remember what the story was. There was a shayla bringing a kvela, it was less than shishim. There was a shayla bringing a kvela. What they did was they brought an Arab chef. He tasted, he said there's no taste. For a Sfaradi now, the stew would be mutter to eat. It's only an Ashkenazi that doesn't rely on kvela. So what they did was they had a Sfaradi taste. And once a Sfaradi tasted, a Sfaradi chef, then an Ashkenazi could rely on him. Because the only reason why we don't rely on a kvela is because we don't rely on a goy. That's just as an aside. In any case, you know, the Jews asked, the Lechon Tatoy in the law, if you want to know if there's a transfer of taste or not, so then ask your Kvela. Why doesn't the Rishonim, the Gemara, the Rishonim, the Paisim, don't bring the Eitz of Kvela again? For us, Bnei Ashkenaz, not again. But it seems that there's something about Tatoin in Law Gova which defies the regular Holach Yelach of taste transfer. Somewhat of a mystery. The Aruch HaShulchan brings a raya from the Tatoin of Shabbos of Membeis that the his godless of Eloy and Tatoin is totally on the Kamus, on the amount. Again, like we said, since the person don't bring the Aruch HaShulchan, the conventional wisdom is that the Tatoin is not a raya because the Tatoin is talking about where something was drippy. If something was drippy, like we said, then it doesn't have a din of Eloy Gova Tatoin Gova, but it would all consolidate in the bottom, it would all give off a transfer of taste. That's the way to learn the taste over there in Shabbos. As far as our issue is concerned, where one salad falls on top of another salad, the chayr to rely l'kula on the Aruch HaShulchan is difficult, since the Paiskim don't bring it. L'chumra is definitely right to bring, to be machmir for the Aruch HaShulchan. There's another interesting shaila that's a machloikis the Ramo in Simu Kufes of Gimel with the Shach over there in Simu Kotten Tes. If Cham and Tzoynin are not one, two pieces, two solid pieces of food, one on top of another, but they're side by side. Do we say that side by side the heat is Mizgaber over the one that's cold and then there is a taste transfer? Or do we say no, there's no taste transfer and then it would only ask the Kedei Klipa? So the Ramo, we explained before that the idea, the rationale behind Tatoi Gova is that there's only a taste transfer into the cold only when the one on the bottom is hot because heat rises. What happens if they're side by side? So there would not be a din of Govar, there would not be a relationship of the hot being misgabra of the cold to affect the total taste transfer. Therefore, it would only be the Klipa. That's not the opinion of the Ramo. The Marshal, the Shach in Sivkot and Tess over there brings the Marshal, he holds that the Pshat in Tatoi Gover is not because heat rises. He holds that Tatoi Gover, there's a hisnagdus, there's a contradiction between the heat and the cold. Kilu, the food that's cold is misgaber and it cools off the food on bottom and it stops the heat from giving off particles, which heat normally does. The hot, on the other hand, is trying to be misgabber over the cold. The hot food is trying to overpower the cold and affect taste transfer. The cold is cooling off the hot, and it does not allow for taste transfer into the cold. Or from the cold into the hot, whichever one is the Dvar Yisr, whichever one is the Dvar Heter. So he holds that even side by side, since it's not on the top, there's no misgabber of the cold. If there's no gabbers of the cold, automatically two things that are next to each other will affect the taste transfer. So he holds that even over there, there'll be a din of Tatoi Gover. That means that according to the Shach, Tatoi Gover is not a definite that if it's on the bottom, it affects heat because the transfer because the heat rises. But the Pshat is that as long as you don't have the cold cooling off the hat, that itself would render it a regular Taruv Zebozeh, as if two liquids fell into each other, and then there would be a total taste transfer, mizelozeh. It's interesting, the same concept, the shita we don't pass like, the shita for Ra'ah, which is brought down the Ram and Chulin, he holds, not like we just said, that Tatoi Govar does not have a din of affecting total taste transfer. Meaning to say, let's go back a step, which is negated the daf before. When something is cooked, when Isser is cooked in Heter, or Heter is cooked in Isser, it's not just the outermost layer of the Heter, which becomes Osser because of the bliach of the Isser. The whole thing, Bishel, imbues the whole piece with the taste of the thing that's being cooked with. There's a musik of Tzli. Tzli is direct heat source, which is the way to cook the Gavim Pesach, which is how we got into these Nyonim of Isser Heter in the first place, in the middle of the Sechel Tzorim. And by sleep, since the heat is local and defined in one place, it doesn't aster up the whole chaticha. If you have a meatball, which is nevela roasting on top of a hot piece of meat, and there's no liquid in between, so what happens is there's a direct transfer of heat that's called sleep, and that will aster only kedin until it's mokum. The Ra'ah is of the opinion that even with this Tatoi Gover, it's also only considered a local heat penetration. It's not called that it goes into the whole thing. What's the rationale? Because Tatoi Govan is, again, is only two chatichos affecting each other. There's no... The hot piece does not... The hot piece of food does not take over the cold piece. Right, the cold piece sometimes takes over the hot piece. So even when we say Tatoi Govan, the hot piece of food is on the bottom, it's not the pshat that the food that's on the bottom totally overtakes the top food. And the top food becomes like a chaticha mitzvasheles. We would ask for the whole top piece of food. It's considered a local, since it's only salad, there's a local heat penetration. It asks us, kedei mitzil, again, we say kedei mitzil, you would have to chop off with a knife about an inch of the surface which was affected. But it would not affect a total bishul, because it's talking about total bishul. It's going to something cold, and to a certain extent, the thing that's cold cools off the thing that's hot. It's the same concept that we're talking about. One other example of this is probably the most negeyadika shailas that come up in Basa B'cholov is the shaila of Nat Barnat. Nat Barnat means where there's a secondary taste infusion. The halachos are complex. I just want to bring it up just to point out one point. Where there's a secondary taste infusion, for instance, something was cooked in a milchdik kli. It itself is not milchdik, it was cooked in a milchdik kli. Would you be able to eat the shaylas all the time? Would you be able to eat that together with fleishik? You cooked a piece of fish in the case of the Gemara. Dogim sha'alu b'kara, would you be with karish or bosa over there, you cooked the fleishik? Would you then be allowed to eat that fish together with a milchdik sauce? Basic shaylas. The question is whether the weaker taste, which is only in the kli, it's not real milchik, it's only the, real fleishik, it's only the taste of fleishik in the walls of the kli, the frying pan that you fry the fish in, does that affect enough of the taste, fleishik taste transfer into the fish, that thereafter the fish, together with the sauce, would create and combine to create basa b'cholov. And over there also it says that when something is olu ala kli, we don't look at it as, even if you want to say, in certain cases where, davachor, or other cases, where the fish would be imbued with the fleishik taste, but it would certainly be enough, since it only was two flat surfaces, it's not called that the taste goes thoroughly, it's not a total taste infusion, it's just the heat penetration, which would mean that you'd be able to take off kedei netila of the fish, and for sure you'd be allowed to eat it with milchik. That's an important ramification of halacha l'maaseh. And these issues, kedei klipa, kedei netila, kedei klipa is when there's really no heat transfer. Over here, it happens to be the Ramal Paskins, that you can't take off kedei klipa, and there's a tatoin and a loy. So then it's mutter b'diavad, there's a question, some question, whether that type of b'diavad is only the kedei klipa, which is found in the din of tatoin gover, loy gover, or wherever there's a din kedei klipa, it's the opinion of Rabbi Tam, wherever there's kedei klipa is not a real heat penetration, just a little bit on the surface, therefore, if it's, let's say, something that can't be kedei klipa l'moshul, a very simple example. Let's say there's a cup of milk and a little piece of fleishik fell on top, a little piece of hot fleishik. How much taste would it imbue into the milchik, into the cup of milk? Since we say tatoi govan, the milk on the bottom is cold, it's only the little piece of meat that fell onto the top, the little piece of schnitzel that fell onto the top, which is fleishik, so it'll only do kedei klipa. How do you cut off kedei klipa on a cup of milk? So our svar would say to them, the whole cup of milk is awesome. So we say no. We say that there's shishim, even the kedei klipa, there's shishim in the cup of milk. Let's say there's no kedei shishim. The Ramah says it's still mutu because b'diavad the klipa of tatoi gover and iloi gover is a very weak penetration. Therefore, it becomes blended into the milk and it for sure does not give taste. It's only by a salad where you could localize the penetration. You could say the heat penetrates only the edge and it asks up that in a local way. And mimeli, you can't use the whole, if you had a thick piece of meat and something fell on top, but if in that sli, the heat penetration would be local. So you could only use the top to be mevatel. You don't have 60 in the outermost surface of the piece of meat that's roasting to be mevatel the issa that fell on top. It's only if you talk about total heat penetration, you would say the whole thing spreads out, and therefore it all becomes bottled to the piece of meat, which is 60 times bigger than the isim. So these are some of the basics of the din of tatoi gov and iloi gov. We'll end off just with a verse, which is one of my favorites, which is said in the Shabbat HaGadol Joshua by one of the great rabbonim in Hungary. Rashi says, as we pointed out, that Rashi doesn't generally pass in halacha. Rashi over here says, the Hilchos of Yishmul, the Tatoi Gover. when there's a question between the ones that, the Al-Yoinim and the Tachtoinim, the Tachtoinim on the Gaber. So one of the Rabbonim said in the Shabbos, Shabbos Shuvah Drosha, the Gemara says that there's a Stira. The Rabban Shalom says, Shuvah Elai, and I will return to you. First Klai Yisrael has to do Shuvah, and then I will take you back. And we say, and now it's Yudas, Hashiveinu Hashem Elech, Rabban Shalom, return to us, Hashiveinu Hashem Elech of Vina Shuvah, and then we'll return. So who wins, so to speak? Is it the Rabban Shalom saying, return to me and I'll return, you make the first move? Or do we win when we say, do we kiviyachum is gaber, when we say that Hashiveinu Hashem Elech Rabban Shalom, you take us back and then we'll embrace you wholeheartedly? So this Rav wanted to be made with Tzoy and Klai Yisrael. He said, Rashi says, Allah is Tatoy Gova, the bottom. Those on the bottom win. Rabban Shalom should help us. With all that's included in the pasuk of Hashiveinu Hashem Elech, v'nashuv echadish v'menu kikedem.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.